every day.
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.
He's back in town, ladies and gents. And the last time I saw him, I'm trying to figure out the math because it was a long time ago before he left to call the UK his home again. Matt Newnham. Good morning and welcome, my buddy.
Morning, Ryan. How you doing?
Very good to have you back in South Africa, especially because, I know at the moment it's chaotic in your life. There's good things happening, some crazy things happening, and exciting things. So you've been back in town briefly, and you leave back for the UK tomorrow. But importantly, you come back with some amazing news. Now, I'm back in 2014 and 15. For those who don't know, Matt wrote the most incredible book, right? A little children's book that's now being turned into a animated TV show.
Yeah, we've got a bit of interest from a US TV company. And the challenge we're facing, though, is like everything else, there's no money for production.
Sure. Mm.
So we've got to raise a staggering $300,000.
Yeah.
And that's, what, 6 or 7 million rand.
Yeah.
However, 3.3 million rand of that is coming straight back into the mother city to a small animation company.
Brilliant.
And Cape Town is very much on the map for making this whole thing happen.
Yes.
And, you know, I couldn't be happier. You know, we take advantage of the exchange rate, which is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
But we're getting world-class skills, which aren't seen on the world stage.
Absolutely. You know, and to your point, made locally by local animators that aren't leaving this place. They're not going elsewhere to find their job. They're based in Cape Town, and they're producing some of the finest quality in terms of animation.
It's not only fine quality. It's a unique style with us.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking for someone that could animate the illustrations in the book, not create something that was sort of like the animations. I actually wanted the illustrations to come to life.
Yeah.
And anyone that's got the book or seen the book will understand the illustrations are very childlike.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can see exactly what it is and very, very, I don't know, they're high quality.
Yeah.
And we actually sat down with a guy called Reese, who runs a company called Light Years Media here in Cape Town.
Okay.
And backwards and forwards, we had discussions, what it should look like, what it shouldn't look like. And he just came up and said, why don't we just animate the illustrations? And I thought, yes. And he's literally going in and doing that. So what we're creating is something that would be as unique as The Simpsons when it first came out.
Yeah.
You know, that yellow screen with that look and feel. We've got something with Space Ranger Fred, which is as unique. And then to add on to that, we started looking for voices. I had a screenplay written.
Yeah.
But the big thing is I've got a guy called Roger May. And Roger May's been in Father Brown. He's done the voice of Peter Rabbit on TV and things like that. But he opened up his little black book. And, it was more than we expected. And we got a young lady called... I say young lady. She'll be so grateful when I say that. Penny Rawlins. And Penny is better known for Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Susie Sheep and all those voices like that. And when you hear her doing the voice that we've got, it's kind of freaky. And everybody's just saying she is the voice. But it all comes back to Cape Town. And one of the discussions that we've had, that I've had in the last 5 days, is we're going to have to localize.
Yeah.
And that means doing American English, because they call things differently over there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to think about doing South African English.
Yes.
We're not thinking about it. I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it. Yeah.
And that would mean we're going to get some voices. And, you know, maybe I'll pull this Ryan O'Connor chap in. I don't know.
That's a pleasure.
We're looking for someone to play an old man. So.
Yeah, thank you. I'll fit right in there.
But, so it's really exciting times. And it's just great to be back in the mother city, just sort of talking about it.
Now, you've got a project that's a space for it on a social media where people can go and have a look. It's under construction at the moment. But how do people get involved if anyone wants to invest in this project?
Right at this stage, Facebook.
Facebook. Mm. Facebook. Look for Space Ranger Fred on Facebook. Also, there's been a lot of interest from abroad as well. There's some US interest out of Matt and a team from the UK. US South Africans are about to launch this massive... in fact, this was written about you, Matt. You're about to launch this. But crowdfunding is obviously a brilliant way in which to go about this. Probably the quickest way in which to go about this. Is the page up and operational for crowdfunding at the moment?
We've held back on it for very good reason, in that my PR manager, Tony, here in Cape Town, happened to reach out And we found out that a guy that is the head of marketing for Kickstarter happens to be in Cape Town. And he's having, you know, we're just blessed. You know, you can't. You
timing's just, everything.
Timing's
everything.
Everything just works. So I was hoping to have you press the button this morning, Ryan, but sadly this time round you're not. But in a couple of weeks' time you will be.
Well, I'm ready to go. As soon as that's good to go, let me know and we're good to launch.
Trust me, I've got the team here to help me with this.
But, stunning.
But so we've got a guy just reviewing everything that we've got on Kickstarter to a level that we could not imagine.
Yeah.
So that's all sort of waiting in the wings as we speak. So that would be checked over today, and I think we're looking to go live-ish in the next couple of weeks.
Wow!
So we've got that as well, but it gets bigger. It gets bigger. We're now one of the, now had interest to turn the whole thing into a big computer game. I know I'm running out of time because I can see you looking at the clock.
No, I'm just trying to. My mind boggles because it's such a cool platform for which. I mean, did you have any idea when you were penning the book that this would turn out to be and go down this road where it could live on all these various platforms?
I had a dream, yes.
Yeah.
But I never imagined it, and I never imagined it coming straight back to Cape Town.
Wow. That's incredible.
That, you know, I knew I struggled with it for years. Yes. I went, you know, for years in Cape Town. You try and plug, you try and push. Mm. I think you mentioned it once or twice on a little red radio station you were on
Correct.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it didn't get anywhere. And you can't, you know, printing the books here in South Africa, even with Amazon, is so damn difficult.
Yeah.
And then when COVID hit and things happened in the UK on a family and personal level, I was forced to go back. And I went back and sorted a few things out. And then I realized there I had access to the tools and the skills that were needed.
Sure.
And I thought, okay, we can start moving it. And we started moving it. And but I always said it's got to come back to Cape Town.
Yes.
That's been there since day one.
Yeah.
Since day one.
Yeah.
So it's got to this point right now. But now we're talking to a guy in the UK that was partly responsible for starting a large company called Activision that was recently sold for a mere $300 million.
Yeah.
And based on the fact we got that, you know, when we got the first 2 minutes of animation, we've got a handful of major game developers now talking to us that want to talk about it. And Atari are thinking about distributing it.
Sure. Oh, that's amazing.
And it's just people that we know. Friends and family, really, to be honest.
Well, Matt, listen, I look forward to, because I know you're heading back to the UK, to having you back on the line with us on a WhatsApp call in a couple of weeks' time to say we're ready to rock and roll, press the play button, and crowdfund the heck out of this project so that we can get to the required cash that's needed to make this happen here in Cape Town. With these stellar cast of voices, your characters will come to life in a different way, like you said, that we've never seen it before. But more importantly, it's a proudly Cape Townian product and showcasing what we can do here in Cape Town to the rest of the world. Matt, listen, it's so lekker seeing you, buddy. It's lekker having you back here.
Great to be here. Yeah. Sorry I'm taking the weather with you, but I go.
Oh, yes, you're taking the weather. Space Ranger Fred, ladies and gents. Look for it on Facebook. Matt Noonan, thank you so much for popping in this morning.
You're
brother.
A legend, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.